Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. Thank you for being with me. This is Germain. Lazarus of the village of Bethany had died. He was in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus came and raised him from the dead. Many Jews from Jerusalem were there and witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus by Jesus. Some told the religious leaders, the Pharisees in Jerusalem, what Jesus had done. The chief priests and Pharisees gathered a council. From that day on, they plotted to put Jesus to death. Listen as we begin reading at John chapter 11, verse 54. Therefore Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there into the country, near the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think? That he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, that they might seize him. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of oil. Then one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who should betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. Then Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Then a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might also put Lazarus to death, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. The next day a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." John chapter 11, verses 54 through chapter 12, verse 19. The high priest of Israel, Caiaphas, had decided to put Jesus to death. This he decided without even a trial. Jesus and his disciples left Bethany and stayed away until they returned to Bethany 6 days before the Passover. Bethany is about 2 miles or about 3 kilometers east of Jerusalem. While Jesus and his disciples stayed in Bethany before the Passover, they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those at the table with Jesus. It was then that Mary anointed Jesus with oil of spikenard. A great many Jews came to see Jesus and Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. Many Jews believed in Jesus to be the Messiah, Mashiach, because Jesus had raised Lazarus after Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Jews had been there when Lazarus was raised from the dead by Jesus. They had gone back to Jerusalem and told others. The proof that Jesus is the Messiah of Israel was seen by many Jews from Jerusalem, and they believed. The chief priests took counsel that they might also put Lazarus to death, because Lazarus was living proof that Jesus is Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. The religious leaders were afraid of losing their positions of power and money. Jesus and his disciples came to Bethany 6 days before the Passover, which would have been on a Friday evening. On the first day of the week, a great multitude heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And they cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." They took their cry from the 118th Psalm, verses 25 and 26. They quoted the word of God, "Hosanna," which in Hebrew is Hoshiyana, meaning "save us now." The 118th Psalm is a messianic psalm and was used at Passover time. The great multitude of people called Jesus the King of Israel. Yes, they were right. Jesus is Messiah, the King of Israel. The great multitude used the right psalm to apply to Jesus Messiah. Also in the 118th Psalm, it states that Messiah was to become the chief cornerstone. Listen to Psalm 118, verse 22. "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." 118th Psalm, verse 22. Let us also cry out the words of the 118th Psalm, "Hosanna, Hoshiachna." "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." 118th Psalm, verses 25 and 26. "Truly Messiah came. He is King of Israel." Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a young donkey. His triumphal entry into Jerusalem had been prophesied by the word of God as recorded by the prophet Zechariah. Listen to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Yes, Jesus Messiah, the King of Israel, fulfilled this prophecy that God had given about 500 years before he came, before Messiah came. Jesus fulfilled the prophecies recorded by Moses and the prophets about Messiah. The people who were with Jesus when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness in Jerusalem. For this reason, the people went out to meet him, because they had heard that he had done this sign. John chapter 12, verses 17 and 18. The religious leaders, the chief priests and Pharisees, watched the triumphal entry of Jesus Messiah into Jerusalem. They wanted to murder Jesus so that they could keep their position of power and money. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." John chapter 12, verse 19. The Pharisees did not understand that by murdering Jesus, it would do what Jesus came in the world to do. Then indeed the world went after Jesus to be saved from their sins. The good news is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose from the dead the third day according to the Scriptures. And the good news has been preached all over the world. You can have eternal life in Jesus Messiah. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus Messiah is our atonement. He gave his blood for our redemption, to redeem us from the slavery of sin. Yes, you also can cry out, "Hosanna, Hoshiachna, save us now." Blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Truly, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king has come, sitting on a donkey's colt. Jesus Messiah has all authority in heaven and on earth. He sits now on the throne of David at the right hand of God in heaven. He rules and reigns. Will you obey him? Will you repent, turn from sin? Would you become a part of his kingdom? Would you be saved from sin and eternal punishment in hell? Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 5. Through your own faith in Messiah, you need to be baptized, immersed in water, buried with Messiah in baptism. Listen to Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. "Buried with him in baptism, in which also you are raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead." Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. And then we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, namely baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Messiah, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers, having been made subject to him." 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. Amen. Please write to me. I would like to know about you. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free English improvement course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Germaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.